morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Wheat farmers, ride with an OSU wheat variety that produces winning yields. Introducing Spirit Rider, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Spirit Rider rides on in the legacy of popular OSU variety, OK Bullet. Spirit Rider is a new hard red winter wheat variety that combines straw strength with high yield potential. And commercial millers and bakers consider this variety a thoroughbred for quality. Take the field with Spirit Rider wheat and expect your yields to be big winners. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Greg Iba addressed those in attendance at the 2018 Cattle Industry Summer Business Meeting, sharing his vision for an animal ID disease traceability system in the beef industry. While attending the meeting there in Denver, Farm Director Ron Hayes had the chance to speak with him about his ideas.
So I think the priority is on animal disease traceability. We've had a lot of discussions in the Farm Bill about the impact that foot-and-mouth disease can have on our economy and the cattle industry as well as in the pork industry. And a key component of being able to control and contain an outbreak in the event that we do have a case show up here in the United States would be knowing where animals came from that may be infected or where animals that are exposed may be moving to. And to be able to, you know, put our arms around that and minimize the economic impact, we have to have traceability within the system.
Already there are programs in place that serve niche markets that have created added value for enrolled producers. Iba believes such programs could be foundational for the future if a national system were in fact implemented. Both the USDA and the industry would play a part in developing such a system, he says. And likewise, he says both would share the costs associated with establishing it.
It's a partnership. USDA will pay for part of it, and producer and public needs to understand the benefit to them as well.
And also today, according to the latest crop progress report from the USDA, it's been another outstanding week of progress for both the U.S. corn and soybean crop, with 96% of the U.S. corn crop silking ahead of last year and the average by 4 points. Corn dough is well above last year by 18 and the average by 20 at 57% this week. Corn dented is double this time last year and normal at 12%. Corn's condition in the U.S. this week rates at 71% good to excellent, 19 fair, and 10% poor to very poor. The U.S. soybean crop is at 92% blooming ahead of 89 last year and 86 the average. Setting pods is 8 above last year at 75 this week compared to 58 the average. Nationally, the soybean crop is rated at 67% good to excellent, 23 fair, and 10% poor to very poor. Pasture and range conditions here in Oklahoma have actually improved since last week, up 2 points now at 32% good to excellent. Kansas has remained steady though at 29% good to excellent, but Texas falling again this week from 13 down to 11% good to excellent. A far cry though compared to Arizona, which this week rates 98% poor to very poor. Arizona is followed by our neighbors in Missouri with 73% of their pasture and rangeland rated poor to very poor. You got farm news on Ron.
Mark your calendar for the annual Angus production sale of Express Ranches. We like to call it the big event. It'll be happening the 17th and 18th of August at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. More than 600 head of top females will be selling. You can attend the sale live or you can check out SuperiorClickToBid.com and Dish Network Satellite 232, the Cowboy Channel. For more information, call Express Ranches 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.